Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
I love the way she says my name. Oh, my God, I tell you. Well, first, I got to apologize, though. I need to apologize on behalf of ownership, staff, management, advertisers for this past segment here with Mr. Big Willie going after Frank Hoagland like this. I can't even find the words to tell you how embarrassed I am. Embarrassed for all of us. Here, Hoagland is texting me during Mr. Big Willie's ranting about truck driver. And he wants Mr. Big Willie's contact information to address his concerns. Good for Frank Hoagland, former state senator. Good for him. And this actually stunned me. I must tell you, this actually stunned me. Mr. Big Willie says, no, don't give my contact information. Let me explain something here to Mr. Big Willie, who I actually do like. He's actually a good, decent man. He really is. I know it's not easy to believe, but he really is. In this business, I don't know what it's like in the trucking business, but in this business, you got to put on your big boy pants. You go after Frank Hoagland or anybody else, which is fine, fair game, former state senator, public figure, not a problem. You go after him, you got to give him the chance to go back after you. You can't go on the air and go, Frank Hoagland doesn't know what he almost wants. He makes him, his wife. But don't give him my contact information. I got to tell you, that was not one of Mr. Big Willie's finest hours. I must tell you. And I was stunned. And I got to ask his permission before I give out the information. And I just assumed it'd be a no-brainer. Yeah, sure, get in contact with me. I am stunned that Mr. Big Willie kind of backed down. I mean, it's one thing, keyboard warriors, this, that, and the other. Well, they're microphone warriors, too. And Frank Hoagland, to his credit, said, I want his contact information. I want to reach out to him. Good for State Senator Frank Hoagland. And I would, honest to God, I was just stunned. I just assumed that Mr. Big Willie would have said, yeah, sure, what the hell? I can dish it out. I can take it. Well, apparently he can't take it. Hoagland reached out. I mean, I've got the text messages right here. That is just amazing to me. That is just absolutely, hold on a second. I got a text here. Wait a minute. Oh, I got a, one minute now. Says the guy that didn't want anyone to know about his car. Well, that's a whole different story. In any event, I was stunned. Look, we got all these contests. Hold on a second. We've got a major contest going on here. Jody Messina said my name. And so what we're going to do is we're going to take the fifth caller and make you a qualifier for the big drawing on next Tuesday, to win a pair of tickets to see the Jody Messina concert and go backstage before the show to meet Jody Messina herself, the woman who said my name just a few minutes ago. The fifth caller, we write down the name, phone number, then we get you off air and get all the important information, and you're going to be in for this big deal drawing. Here's the phone number, and you need to call right now. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. The fifth caller, we'll write down your name, put you in the name for the big drawing on Tuesday, the 20th, what is this? Hold on. The 27th, which is that next week? Hold on a second. Oh, it is next week. Oh, my God. Okay, so for the big drawing Tuesday. Fifth caller, 740-325-1490. We'll get back to Mr. Big Willie here. This is not a goof. This is not a goof. Okay, Mr. Big Willie has comments about Frank Hoagland. That's fine. No big deal. That's radio. Hoagland responds, to his credit, And Mr. Big Willie backs down. Never in a million years that I would think that a Valley OTR truck driver driving a Freightliner Cascadia 125, no less, would back down when a politician calls him out because he called him out. The world's gone mad. Big Willie 105.5, hi, what's your first name?
Brian.
Brian, you're caller number one. Good luck. 740-325-1490. Big Willie 105.5, what's your name?
Eric.
Eric, you're caller number two. By the way, make sure you pot down the volume so we don't hear the radio in the background because we're on a delay system here. State-of-the-art, multi-technical, digital, binary. It's important. But make sure your volume's turned down so there's no feedback. All right. So, Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Eric.
Eric, you're caller number three. I think I've got two listeners. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Brian.
Brian, you're number four. Unbelievable. All right. Here we go. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Paula.
Paula, where are you calling from?
Dallas, West Virginia.
Dallas, West Virginia. That's great. Paula, congratulations. You're caller number five. Yes. We're going to put your name in for the big drawing. Congratulations. What's your phone number?
304-238-8597.
Let me read that back to you. 304-238-8597. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. We'll get in touch with you after the show. We'll get all the important information. They should put your name in for the drawing. All right?
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Just as simple as that. See how it goes? Just as simple as that. Holy. We got Mr. Deep Pockets out there. Is he still talking to Ron Ferguson? What the hell's going on out there? Hey, hold it. Hey, Mr. Deep Pockets, come in here for a second. Come on. Come on. Important meeting. This is an important show. Mr. Big Willie doesn't want to give out his information to Frank Hoagland. I swear to you, I'm not making this up. He is scared. That's what I thought, he was scared. Come in here for a second. Come on, you gotta pull rank here. You gotta. Ever since he started growing this beard, Mr. Deepak is now growing a beard. Oh, look, I'm a manly man. I've got a beard. I'm like Mr. Brawny, you know, with the paper towels. And it's like, nobody cares. In any event. All right, fine. So I was hoping Mr. Deep Pockets would come in here and call out Mr. Big Willie about this. So Frank Hoagland, to his credit, I gotta tell you, to his credit, is. Willing to face him. Mr. Big Willie, I don't know. All right, fine. You know what? Johnny O gave me permission to do something here. And I didn't even promote this. Oh, by the way, got Dimitri Graffiti coming up in just a little bit. Not on the Facebook side because Facebook has effectively banned it because of our royalty issues with the music. So they said, no, you can't do Dimitri Graffiti on the Facebook live stream, which is a shame because it's incredible radio. But of course, everything I do is incredible radio. So it just comes with it. All right. But hold on a second. Hey, Johnny! Come in here for a second. Come in here. Hurry up. Come in here. Hurry up. Get in here. Get over here. Just get over here. What? Make it official. Here, talking to this.
Talking to cream. Use it every day. You can't go wrong.
Talking to this microphone right here.
This one works.
Did you just give permission earlier today for us to have yet another contestant, another winner? Because we got one. It's okay.
Well, yes, I did.
Okay, great. So we're gonna do that
because it's cold in here.
Oh, tell me about it. We don't have special heat like we have in your special studio.
Oh, that's because I'm at the Taj Mahal.
Yeah. Anyway, so we do have your permission.
Yes.
I can do the fifth caller. So we have another contestant. The big drawing is Tuesday.
Yes.
Did you have a chance to talk with Jen yet?
No, we're going to do it here. I'm not involving anybody else. Okay.
What do you mean we are going to do it? What do you mean we?
I'm not in the contest. I'm not doing anything. You're the one. I'll draw the winner out.
You'll draw the winner out?
Yes.
I'd rather have Jen draw the winner out.
No,
she's
a lot
cuter than you.
People up here, you know. No.
Oh, for God's sake. All right.
So not bothering people. She's busy selling.
By the way, you didn't hear this. Mr. Big Willie called out Frank Hoagland on Monday.
Okay.
Which is fine, you know,
right,
back
right,
and
right.
forth. So Hoagland wants to get in touch with Mr. Big Willie.
and says, send him this text. And so I sent him the text. Big Willie today goes on. Mr. Big Willie goes on and on and on about Frank Hoagland. Hoagland texts me during the Big Willie segment,
right.
Mr. Big, saying, I want his contact information. Mr. Big Willie, our Mr. Big Willie, who talks so tough.
That's right. Did he say no? Don't give it to him.
He said no. Can you believe this? Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it. I'm embarrassed.
He needs a Snicker bar.
He did. I'm embarrassed for Mr. Big Willie.
There
I'm
you
embarrassed
go.
For
there
him.
You
I
go.
Really am. All
somebody
right.
needs a Snicker bar, though.
They
somebody.
Do. Can you play that Joe DiMessina thing again? Is there some way to play
did
that again?
Did you play it already?
It played automatically. I don't touch anything. You know that. It played automatically. So we already have one winner. But you want us to have a second winner, right?
Yeah. Okay, we'll take caller 5 right now again.
But can you play? Can we play the
No, so I can't put
her?
It in there. Not while your thing is going on.
Oh, man. I want to hear her say my name again.
I will. You will tomorrow.
God,
or no, you're not here tomorrow,
no,
are you?
No,
oh, shame on you.
Tell me about it.
You got to go get some new hand cream.
Give me.
Hand cream. A little dab is all you need.
Dab. I have to get you again.
A little dab.
Touch of
well,
little,
all right. So,
dab.
Little Willie. Now, we're going to call you Little Willie.
Yeah, go to Holistic Cloud and get your little dab.
Oh, okay.
Get out of here, you. Tough crowd, man. Tough crowd. All right, fine. So we got the okay. So this is your chance. This is not a goof. This is for real. This is your chance to be the fifth caller, and we'll put your name also, in addition to Paula's name from Dallas, to be in the drawing, which is going to be Tuesday, for your chance to win and win big. A pair of tickets to a Joe DiMessina concert, and also... backstage. You get to go backstage before the show, meet Joe DiMessina. You can ask her, what was it like saying the name Dimitri or whatever you want to ask her? But that'd be a nice thing to do. And fifth caller, here's the phone number. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Fifth caller, call right now. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Brian.
Brian, you're number one. All right. He's consistent, and he's persistent, and a lot of assistance like that. Line 2, Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name? Turn down the volume! See, this is exactly what I'm talking about here, ladies and gentlemen. You got to turn down the volume before you call, or else we have this hideousness, this horrible hideousness that the listeners are going to hear. And we can't have that on this show. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Amanda.
Amanda, you're caller number 2. Good luck to you. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Brian.
Brian, number 3. His name is actually Brian.
First name.
Big Willie.
Brian.
Gah, for the... I mean, really, this is not rocket science. This really isn't. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Amanda.
Amanda, congratulations, Amanda. You're caller number 5. Way to go. Oh, we're so happy. That's right. Yes, Amanda, that is great. Hold on a second now. We'll get all the other information after 9 o'clock, but I need your phone number, your cell phone number now. What is that?
304-844.
Slow down. 304 what now?
304 and then 844.
844. Uh-huh. Yep.
And then
2044. 304-844-2044. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Congratulations. We'll get the information from you after 9 o'clock and then put your name in for the big drawing. Congratulations again. Way to go.
Thank you.
Thank you. Big Willie 105.5. Hello?
Hello?
Okay. So there's that. Please share the Facebook live stream everywhere. I had no idea that Frank Hoagland, former state senator, was going to be listening and then responding not to Ron Ferguson, but responding to Mr. Big Willie. And Mr. Big Willie not wanting to give him his contact information. That's unbelievable. Oh, my God. Mr. Big Willie actually was a Marine. He sent me these pictures. United States Marine Corps. Hold on, hold on. Let's see, a private, well, of course. Let's see, Commandant of the Marine Corps for Motor Vehicle Operator Course 0493, given at Marine Corps Service Support Schools, Marine Corps Base, Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, January 1993. My God, he served. Mr. Big Willie served. He's a Marine. I had no idea. And there's a picture of him. Hold on, let me do it for our Facebook friends here. There's Mr. Big Willie when he served our country. There he is. He doesn't look like that now. Not at all. But there he is. He actually served. And there's another picture of him. Hold on. Well, what do I do with this now? Hold on. Ah, there he is. There he is in, he's holding a weapon. Look at this. That's Mr. Big Willie. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? And yet he's afraid of giving his contact information to former State Senator Frank Hoagland. Who'd have thunk it? But yeah, he's a Marine. My God, I actually have some respect for him now. That's unbelievable. He is a stud in his own studly sort of way. He actually says stud. I swear to you, I'm not making this up. Stud.